Welcome to the audio ministry of Advance Church. You're about to go on an exciting journey into the Word of God with Advance Church and Pastor Bruce Clark. Be prepared to be informed and inspired as God reveals more of Himself to you through His Word. Before we begin, let's pray. Father, thank you for sending your Word. Give us hearts to hear and faith to receive the things shared today. Open our eyes that we may behold the wondrous things out of your word. In Christ's name we pray. Amen. And now, here's Pastor Bruce Clark.
Sin produces limits. What is man's capacity? Man's capacity is no limits in Christ. Look at people who you most admire. LeBron James. King James. Bill Gates, you know, whoever else you might consider, these people are awesome. The thing about these people is that they have defied what others have called limits. And because they've crossed over those barriers and they do things that cause others to say, wow, how could he do that? We admire them because in each of us, there is this sense that I was made for more. They seem to have crossed over barriers, and each of us feel like there are some barriers yet we're bumping up against. Some of them are self-imposed. Some of them are imposed by others. But there are barriers that we know that if we cross over this limit, that life will be better. Sin promises leverage, produces limits. So Adam and Eve had the command to be fruitful, to multiply. They ended up sinning. Now they're limited. They're kicked out of the garden. Now they're trying to cover themselves. Now thorns and thistles are growing up. Now the first two sons born are in strife. All kinds of problems are occurring because of sin. What are your limits? The reality is that in Christ, we can do all things. Glory to God. Philippians 4:13 tells us that I can do all things through Christ, which strengthens me. Jesus told us that with God, all things are possible. No limits is your reality in Christ. Can you say with me, I have no limits. I can do all things through Christ. More often, limits are our experience. And because of the experiences of our limits, sometimes when we have these opportunities, we fail to see them. And things that are not risks at all appear to be great risks. Like viruses to software, thoughts and feelings and emotions come up and tell you you can't. Where do these viruses come from? Some of these viruses comes from fears, years of fearing things. Some of these viruses comes from failures of the past, therefore I can't do it again. Some of these viruses come from friends who tell us, girl, you better not try that. Boy, you better not do that. Limits, 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 limits imposed upon us that have nothing to do with the plan of God. They come to plague your soul, like Gideon, who feared, I'm from the wrong side of the tracks. I can't defeat these armies. God had to come and give him an antivirus, as it were, and clear that you can do it. Like Peter, when after being with Jesus for many years, he says, oh, man, I denied the Lord. And he's sad and he's down and out. But on the day of Pentecost, the Holy Spirit came and empowered him again and gave him an antivirus. And he began to say, I can preach this glorious gospel. Friends like the 10 spies who said, oh, we can't take the land. But there were two who said, we're not listening to these friends of ours. Yes, we can in Christ. I have no limits. I can do all things through Christ. What are some examples of viruses that attack your capacity? Well, what about when opportunity knocks and past failures answer? A virus is attacking your capacity. What about when you're faced with an obstacle and you question whether you can handle it? A virus is attacking your capacity. When you hesitate at doing something you must do right now, a virus is attacking your capacity. When God is saying something that stretches your vision and you fail to see it, a virus is attacking your capacity. When an idea arises that is pretty clearly a way for God to bless you, but because of fear, you don't take advantage of it. A virus is attacking your capacity. You lose your job, and now you don't make enough money, and you're sad and depressed and down about that. A virus is attacking your capacity. When these occur, it's time to run our antivirus software, people of God. I can do all things through Christ, which strengthens me. With God, all things are possible. You've got to remember that we have been given an original capacity by the living God, which told us to be fruitful and multiply. There is no limits attached to that. I want you to understand that God said this to three people. God said this. We're going to get to our text in a minute. God said it to Adam. He said, be fruitful and multiply and replenish the earth. And then after Noah fell, after the flood, I should say, and Noah and his family now are alive and well, God comes back to them and gives them the same word, be fruitful and multiply and replenish the earth. And now God is about to birth a nation that's going to impact the entire world throughout the history of mankind from that point on. And God says to Jacob, be fruitful. Multiply. God is giving him sense, capacity. Ultimately, we are called to engage in a process with God. He helps us reclaim our capacity. I remember as a kid, there was a canal between my neighborhood and the neighborhood across the canal. And the only way to get over there was over a bridge. You'd have to walk several blocks this way, another block this way, and then cross over a bridge to get on the other side of the canal if you were walking. And I remember as a kid, the bad boys. Who I was trying to walk with until my mom snatched me. Thank God for snatching mama. But they were saying, man, we're gonna cross the canal by scooping the pipe. And there they go. Scooping the pipe, getting over across the bridge, across the canal. By crossing over a pipe. I looked at that and said, well, God bless you. Oh, I ain't doing that. I want to tell you something. I'm giving you this as an example. I am 51 years old. And whenever I get to that area in my old neighborhood, I think about crossing the canal. And to this day, I still want to do it. There is something still in me as a 51-year-old man that says, I can do that. Now, it would be totally stupid if I did it. Pastor Bruce Clark was found in New Orleans, the bottom of the canal. Friend said that he had never gotten over the fact that he didn't scoop the pipe to cross over. but it's a capacity thing. I don't know what's in your life that you thought about, you shouldn't have done, you wouldn't have done, and it still plagues your soul. It's a virus telling you, you don't have what it takes. You didn't get it done. But see, we not only need our capacity for what we're currently dealing with. This is where I'm going with the text that we read today. We need capacity for what God wants to do in our lives in the future. That we're not just having a good time and vacationing and enjoying our friends and family and living our lives. We're not just doing that. We've got a prophetic destiny that God spoke over our lives while we were yet in the womb. And no matter how old we are, that prophetic destiny is still alive. We're living a dream that we haven't dreamed yet, as one artist said. There is something that God is doing that we don't even know yet, but we've got to engage with him so that he can give it to us. So what did God do in our text as he is now preparing Jacob for his capacity as the leader of a nation that's going to influence the world? The first thing is this, and here's what we need God to do in our lives. The Bible says, and God appeared unto Jacob again. I want to tell you this morning that what we need is for God to reappear again. Father, we need you to reappear again. That the last time we encountered you, God was good, but we need you, Lord, to show up in our presence again, to show yourself one more time so that we can see who you are. We need God to reappear. And God appeared unto Jacob again. How I dealt with him last week is not good enough for tomorrow. I need you to reappear, God. I need you to reappear again because I don't know all that you're doing yet so that you can show me who you are. We need God to reappear. And God reappeared and to Jacob when he came out of Padanaram and blessed him. And God said unto him, thy name is Jacob, thy name shall be no more called Jacob, but Israel. You and I will recall from earlier in the scriptures, God had already changed his name. Here God comes again and changes his name again. The second thing we need, we not only need God to reappear, but we need God to remind us of who we are. Because sometimes these viruses come and plague our souls and tell us you're not worth it or you don't have what it takes. But we need God to come and say, remember that I've made you my son. I've made you my daughter. Your name is no longer two-faced. You are Israel, Father of Nations. I've made you. Not only do we need God to reappear, we need him to remind us who you are. I want to tell you something right now, man of God. I want to remind you of who you are. The devil can lie to you, tell you you're something other than you are, a mighty man of God, a prayer warrior, an intercessor, one who can move a nation by the art that's inside of you. That's who you are. Well, I still think like I used to think when I was back in the world. So what? If any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. Old things have passed away, and behold, all things are become new. Lord, remind me again who I am in Christ. God said unto him, thy name is Jacob. The name shall not be called Jacob anymore, but Israel will be thy name. Entire nation to this day was named after a guy who stole his brother's birthright, who stole his brother's blessing, who lied to his father and was a mama's boy. This nation is one of the most powerful nations in the world. See, Jacob didn't realize that what God was doing in him was far greater than what he could see right then. I'm going to tell you right now, what God is doing in you is far greater than what you can see. We need God to reappear. We need God to remind us of who we are. And in verse 11 it says, and God said to him, I am God Almighty. Third thing we need to do is God needs to reveal himself to us as El Shaddai. We need God to reveal himself to us as El Shaddai, because the situations in our lives often seem impossible. The things we're dealing with often seem like we can't do anything about them. The problems we're having in finances, in our bodies, in our homes, in our families, in our minds, it seems impossible. We need God to come and say, let me reveal, I am God Almighty. We need God to reveal himself. So should I. What are we to do? God is reappearing. God's reminding us of who we are. And God is revealing himself as El Shaddai. What should we do? God comes and says, a nation, a company of nations shall be of thee, and kings shall come out of thee. In verse 12, in the land which I gave Abraham and Isaac to thee, I will give it. And to thy seed after thee, I will give the land. And God went from him in the place where he talked with him. My God, and Jacob set up a pillar in the place where God talked with him, even a pillar of stone. And he poured a drink offering thereon, and he poured oil thereon. After God has reappeared, after God has reminded us of who we are, after God has revealed himself as El Shaddai, our job is to rebuild the altar. Jacob had built altars before, but I got to rebuild an altar again. Every time God does something in your life, that ought to be something you give up to him. That's why we give thanks every day, because every day he's given us the air to breathe. That's why we offer up praises every day, because every day his mercies are new every morning. Rebuild the altar when God begins to reveal himself to you. Rebuild. Rebuild. Altar. You see, when we begin to engage with God in a process like this, Lord, I'm asking you, reveal yourself to me. God begins to do it. See, Jacob was made for more. There are nations in Jacob. Jacob had everything. At this point, houses, lands, children, money. I got all of that. I can go wherever I want, when I want. That's what everybody's dreaming for. But that is so base. That is so low. That's so beneath your capacity in God. You were made for more. Jacob had it all at this point. Everything he could ever want, he had. This is why God has to come on the scene in our lives and reveal himself in another way. Because the way we've understood him before, yeah, he's the one that changed my name. Yeah, he's the one that's blessed me. All of that's good. But now when you say, Lord, I'm ready to embark upon this journey with you to fulfill my prophetic destiny. Oh, that's another level right there. I believe there are some people in this room who never finally said to God, this very day, Lord, I am ready to fulfill my destiny in you. You see, because the virus is of, well, you can't do it. The virus is of, well, you failed. The virus is of, you didn't get this. The virus is of unworthiness all come to plague the soul. That's why we need to go to Bethel. I was thinking the other day about the preponderance of business opportunities before the people in the room. People in the room, not any people outside. Preponderance of. And why people of God don't move. It's capacity. Do I have what it takes Am I willing to do what it takes? That's going to require more. I'm going to have to risk something, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. But God responds to people who will take him at his word in faith. I have no limits. I can do all things in Christ. El Shaddai is with you, Jacob. How can I be fruitful and multiply? I already got 10,000 children already, Lord. I'm already happy. Things are fine, Lord. God's looking for some people who say, I'm made for more. So God is looking for some people who say, I'm made for more. I'm looking for some people who say, I'm made for more. I've got a job, fine. I've got a marriage, fine. I've got a home, fine. But I'm made for more. Be fruitful and multiply. Hear the clarion call. There are disciples to be made. There are houses to be built. There are businesses to start. There are churches to start and nonprofits to start. You were made for more. Come on, let's give the Lord a hand clap of praise for that. Lord, we're made for more. There are no limits in Christ. You know what the Bible says in 1 Corinthians 3 and 21? And somewhere else in 1 Corinthians 3, it says the same thing. Watch this. All is yours. Oh, okay, let me read it for you. Go ahead. If you have your Bible, turn with me to 1 Corinthians chapter 3, 21. Praise the living God. Lord, I thank you that this word is producing fruit, fruit that will remain. 1 Corinthians chapter 3 and verse 21 says, therefore, let no man glory in men. Watch this. For all things are yours. Whether Paul or Apollos or Cephas or the world or life or death or things present or things to come, all are yours. All are yours. Oh, you can't. Why don't you just go on in sin? Be like Esau and take care of your immediate need. Take care of your immediate need. And you'll be all right. No. All is mine. All is mine. I have no limits.
We pray that you've been inspired by the message shared today and have become even more aware of the purpose God has for your life. You're always welcome to join our service. We'd love to see you. On Sundays at the AFI Theater in downtown Silver Spring, 8633 Colesville Road, near the intersection of Georgia Avenue. To find out more about the amazing things God is doing through Advanced Church, please visit our website at www.advancedchurch.org. And remember, it's your time to advance.